Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I suffer from anxiety and depression. How do those two energies go together? Like, I'm afraid of the future.
I regret the past.
How did this happen?
I blame myself.
I need to face my fear.
I gotta lay down.
It's Scary in Here is on YouTube, available tomorrow, and we're joined by Adam Ferrara.
That's so good, man.
Hey, buddy.
How you been, man?
Are you anxious?
How are you, my friend?
Are you, what are you now, anxious or depressed?
No, this is the morning. I just woke up, so I wake up terrified. So it's terrified and that. I basically wake up in a Salvador Dali painting. It's like I'm late and the clock is melting. You know that feeling?
Every day?
And what are you terrified of today, specifically?
I don't know. It's this free-floating anxiety. Somebody told me that what happens is, like, your frontal lobe wakes up later. Like it takes, like, 20 minutes for that to wake up. So I wake up, like, angry and terrified. And then when the coffee kicks in, I'm like, okay, well, now I can really worry.
Man.
So I have that.
Do you have that feeling of impending doom that they say comes with depression?
Yeah. I always feel like I'm behind. You know, like the school bus is outside. I'm still in bed and the homework ain't done. You know that kind of feeling?
Yeah, exactly. It's scary
in
here.
How's your day going?
It's scary. Well, you said that frontal lobe thing doesn't kick in for a half hour. Most of us are actually on the road within a half hour when we wake up, for this show at least. I wake up, I get some coffee, and I'm on the road within a half hour. So that frontal lobe ain't kicking until I'm driving here. So that makes me freaked out.
I'm so glad I don't live in your neighborhood.
It's Scary in Here is available on YouTube tomorrow, featuring Adam Ferrara. Where'd you record this at, Adam?
We did it at Gotham in New York City. We recorded the album there, and the album went to number one on iTunes, and then the record company recorded it and said, listen, we should make a special. And I said, okay, but put extra stuff in there. They said, yeah, we got an extra 15 minutes where you were doing some extra stuff in there. So that's good. So it comes out tomorrow. So you can watch it with your family for Thanksgiving or get the hell away from your family and watch.
Where are you going to be for Thanksgiving? Are you out east or are you out west right now?
I'm at west now. I'm heading east. I spoke to my mom. My mom is going to be on my Thanksgiving podcast. Every Thanksgiving, I've only done the thing for 2 years, but I called my mother 1 year because I wasn't going to be there. And everyone liked her telling stories, so I called her again. So I will be with my mom. So
the Adam Ferrara podcast, 30 Minutes You'll Never Get Back, is available where it's your podcast. Are you on the road?
I will be, yeah. I'm going to be in Maryland. I'm going to be in New York. I've got a casino date in Pennsylvania. I got Arizona. AdamPerrara.com for all the tour dates. You know who I spoke to?
Who?
2 days ago on the podcast? Stevie Van Zandt.
You know, that is so cool you got him on, because I know he's tough to get. How'd you get him? You have connections with the...
Well, I knew I had Imperioli on Michael and Steve Sciarippa and Edie Falco, and his book came out.
Yeah.
And I pre-ordered the book because I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
And so when it came out, I said, I texted Sciarippa. I said, you know, I want to help Stevie plug the book. And it happened in like 2 days. So they sent me the book, but I was traveling, right?
Right.
So I like the audiobook because I drive a lot. So I was driving.
He does his own audio for this book, hopefully?
Yeah, he does the audio for it.
Perfect.
He wrote it like a detective novel. So I'm listening to it. So it's like I'm on a stakeout. And the guy, he does, it's almost like a Raymond Chandler novel.
Okay.
But he goes through his whole like Springsteen stuff and all the stuff he did with, apartheid and I'm not going to play Sun City. So I'm out, I'm driving, and my wife is like, are you coming home? I'm like, not now. He's in Africa under a blanket trying to affect change.
He does a bit. I'd read there's a little bit in there that he was addicted to threesomes in the 70s. Was that true? Did you bring that up with him?
This, I haven't gotten to that chapter yet, but I'm going to rewind once I'm there.
Yeah, apparently, since, you know, it was the 70s and everybody got laid a lot when you're rock stars, he said he was addicted to threesomes. Like, that's, I'm thinking.
Yeah, if we had 8 minutes with Steven Van Zandt, that's all we would talk about.
I'm putting it out there now. Adam Ferrara with us.
I learned how to play the guitar. This thing, none of this happens to me. None of this happens to me.
Adam, did you...
You know who else I had on?
Who?
Well, I had the Disney movie, the Get Back movie's coming out.
Oh.
On Disney Plus.
Who'd you have on?
Glenn Johns, who produced it.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see that. Get Back. I've seen the previews of that. It's on Disney Plus coming out. I think Thanksgiving, actually, that comes out.
Yeah, this week.
All right. So when you
that's why I watch the Adam Ferrara special today. So you make room for the Beatles movie over the weekend.
Oh, there you go. Got to get ahead of the Beatles because that's going to be a tough one. Is Adam? Who's going to win that battle? Adam Ferrara or the Beatles?
You've heard them before. What's new? Let's be honest.
Hey, Adam, you mentioned all those guys you talked about. Obviously, were on The Sopranos. Did you ever? Mm-hmm. And you know, being the Italian actor you are, did you audition for any of the roles on that?
10 times. Okay. So I think I actually said this in Slate Magazine. I did it on their podcast. But this is actually... So, New York City, I live in the Village. And the Sopranos is a big hit. And you get parts, right? So you get auditions. So you got to take the subway at 5 o'clock, rush hour.
Yeah.
Take the subway out to Silver Cup, which is in Queens. Right? So, all right. So it's the crush of humanity. You're nervous. You go out there. You get off the train. You're mumbling to yourself. You smash together. You get off. You get on this line where there's 150 Gindaloons that look just like you, mumbling the same words.
Right.
Yeah. Like Luca Brasi sitting outside, like, hope your first child is a Mexican child.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I go in. I don't get the first role. But they kept pitching to me. And I didn't know. My agent had to tell me because I was a kid. He goes, this is success. They keep calling you in. That means they're trying to find something for you.
Right.
But I went back 10 times. By the 8th time, I remember walking in and just going, all right, what aren't you going to like now?
Now, did you try out for any specific role in the beginning and didn't get it?
No, not the series regulars. I never tried out. I was always there for, like, you know, the recurring roles or the guest stars.
I realize that. But it's
Carmella's cousin or whatever it was, you know.
But when you watched an episode that you knew you tried out for, were you pissed that you were better? You thought you were better than that guy?
No, sometimes like you was, I'm like, oh, okay, I see why they went that way. I see why they went that way. But sometimes when I'm watching, my wife actually says, "Can we watch Netflix like people?"
Okay.
Which means, which means we have to sit there. If someone I know comes on or something I read for, I'm not allowed to yell out, "He's working."
Is that how you met Edie Falco on that show, or not? Or was it when you started acting with her on her show?
No, I met her. I actually, right on her show, the first day we went in. But what helped me get that show, or helped my nerves when I read with her, because I never auditioned for that. I just read with her one time, and then I got the gig.
Right.
So I didn't have to go through the process. But because I went through that process of going back on the subway, it was in the same place. It was still in Queens, although it was a Kaufman Astoria. But it was the same process. So my body was used to it. Like, all right, let's do this crap again.
Right.
So when I walked in, I was kind of used to it. That was an easy audition because it was just me and her.
Okay. Okay. Did they rub salt in the wound and invite you back for the movie and turn you down again?
No. That's the thing. Like, you keep reading. The worst thing is when the casting director knows the person in front of you. because they come out, you're sitting in a room, you're sitting there, you're all nervous, you're doing all your, you know, your preparation, and the casting director comes out, and there's a guy in front of you like, thank you so much for coming in, I can't believe we got you, come on, everyone's so excited. You walk in, you hear a band playing, there's like all kinds of stuff, they're in there for an hour and a half, there's laughing, there's smoke coming out from under the door, they leave, you know, like, she's got a button undone, there's condom wrappers on the floor, you're like, what the hell happened in here?
And no matter what you do, it's not going to work, right?
Yeah, then you get in there, you're all ready to go. She looks at you and just says, we're just doing the first scene. I'm sorry, am I in the way here?
Do you recognize a lot of the guys for these roles? Because, you know, I mean, you're obviously got a career on, I mean, you're actually a pretty successful comedian, so people know who you are besides all the acting jobs. Are you in the same room with a bunch of guys that you're in the same room with a lot?
Yeah, when I was younger, it was me and Bobby Cannavale. A lot.
Okay.
What are you doing now, you tall, handsome son of a bitch? You know?
And yeah, he turned out to be a pretty damn good actor too, man.
He is. You're right.
Yeah, and a nice guy. Yeah. Like, we did a movie together. We did what the hell was it? Oh, we did Mall Cop together. So we had a couple of days on this, and we were on. We crossed paths on Nurse Jackie. I don't think we had these scenes together.
Bobby Cannavale was in Mall Cop.
Yeah, he was the bad guy. I arrested him on a tarmac.
I was thinking of you when Paul Blart Mall Cop came up as an answer in Jeopardy the other day.
There you go.
I knew we were talking to Ferrara soon, so I'm sorry, I had to bring it up.
We love.
Was it on how did the Academy miss this film?
Yeah, I don't recall the question.
People love it though. People love it. It was fun.
We shot it in Boston. You know what's fun about that is, like, I hadn't seen Kevin in a while, and you know, we knew each other when we started, and then, you know, life takes you one way and you go the other way,
right?
And we fell right back into it, and because we had all those segues and an empty mall, and we shot at night.
Oh.
Like, you know, all right, we're coming around. So there's a half hour, you know, they move the lights. You got a half hour, an hour before they got to break down the lights and come around. So we would race in this empty mall. It was just the two of us, like kids.
Oh.
Like, it was like that movie where the comet goes by, there's no one left on the planet, and you two idiots are on Segways running through the orange juniors.
That must have been fun, man, being one of those things in the mall, empty mall.
That was so much fun.
Where can we see you at? I mean, like I said, you can watch the video. The stand-up special. It's Scary in Here on YouTube tomorrow with Adam Ferrara. When are we going to see you on the screen again? You did do anything coming out?
I hope. We're supposed to do a movie in New York, and then they said, well, we'll push it for COVID. And then, so I don't know when that's going to start. If anything I got coming out, Why Women Kill, I'm on the first season of Why Women Kill.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll have to check that out.
Are you the answer?
Did I lose you?
Greg asked, are you the answer on Why Women Kill?
What happened? Did I lose you? Where'd you go?
No, we're here. Can you hear us?
Well, now I can, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was on the first season of that. So, and that's, I don't know what, it used to be CBS All Access, the streaming service.
Yeah.
So it's on the CBS streaming service, which means, boys, it's easier for me to hire Lucy Liu and fly all the actors to my mother's condo and just act it out in her living room and tell her how to get the streaming service.
That's true.
It's an hour and a half on the phone. I buy her this, whatever my wife told me to buy her, the Roku, whatever it is she needed to watch Outlander.
Okay.
Because she likes that. And so I'm it's the same service, but an hour and a half of yelling.
don't you have any relatives to go over there can help her out?
They're just as dumb as they are. Here's the thing. I'm going to see them all for Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving. You have a tradition in your house. After the meal, my cousins go out, get high, come back, and think nobody knows. You know, and my mother, she's like, everyone's just so hungry. And they're staring at my mother going, can you put some more gravy on the cheesecake? And they're like, oh, everyone's just so hungry.
Are you on the road at all?
These are the idiots I'm going to call.
Yeah, he said he was in Maryland coming up, right?
Oh, okay.
Where are your dates at? Oh, on Twitter is Adam Ferrara and the podcast.
Adam Ferrara, I think I'm at the Joke House in Maryland, and then I'm at the Parks Casino in Bensalem, I think December 16th, 17th, and 18th. I'm at Levity Live in Nyack, New York. I think I'm going to Tahoe for New Year's. I don't know yet. And I know I got CB Live in Arizona in January.
Well, you're just avoiding us, man. You got to come to town. We haven't seen you in a while.
Call Colleen. I'd love to come to town.
All right. Colleen, get out in front.
Tell Colleen I spoke to Glenn Johns, who produced Sticky Fingers, and I spoke to Ethan Russell, the photographer who shot the cover of Let It Be, and he shot the Who's Next album cover, and he shot the book for Quadrophenia, and he shot a bunch of the Rolling. His first photo session in the UK when he got there was Mick Jagger, and his second photo session was John Lennon.
Well, you're right. Colleen's going to book you on that alone.
You had her at Sticky Fingers.
You did have her at Sticky Fingers.
Are you staying healthy?
That was the original line in the Tom Cruise movie. You had me at Sticky Fingers.
About 75% of our comedian friends have gotten some form of COVID. Are you being healthy?
I'm wearing a condom right now, boys. I got lousy health care. I'm getting has anyone got the booster? I got to go get the booster.
Yeah, all of us got the booster.
Yeah, we're boosted.
Yeah, we're all boosted. Yeah, so go.
Okay, so I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but I got it a day before they said, wait, there's a problem.
Yeah. So my wife got the Johnson & Johnson originally, but her booster was Pfizer, so you can get the Pfizer. Yeah.
Well, I just figured because I did okay with the Johnson & Johnson. There was no side effects, nothing.
Right.
But then I just got diarrhea immediately because I crapped my pants when they said, wait, there's a problem. So I figured I'd get the Johnson & Johnson booster. So I got to get back this afternoon because I'm flying, And I wash my hands. I wear a mask. My wife thinks I had it before they announced what it was because I shot something in the January before the February before it hit.
Right.
And she had to pull that footage for something. The agent had I forget what it was. And she pulled me into it. She goes, look at this stuff. Look at this footage. She goes, you're green. She goes, remember how sick you were and you couldn't breathe right for like a couple of weeks? She goes, how did you work like that? I go, we have a mortgage and you eat every day. That's how I work like that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, so you throw in my wife's eating bit. That probably helps out the house. Yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with the special, bud. Hopefully, you mentioned the stuff. We'll get Colleen to book you. I mean, you guys work that out yourselves, obviously. But,
yeah, we'll work it. I got to come see you guys. I miss you a lot, and you always make me laugh. So best to you and the family. Tell Luke I said thank you, and we will laugh soon. All right, boys?
All right,
see you, buddy. Thank you, man.
Good talking to you.
Adam Ferrara. The special is called It's Scary in Here.
Available on YouTube. Tomorrow. Starting tomorrow.
Love him.
There is actually
he's really funny.
Oh, that's today?
Well, it's today, or it's tomorrow, but there's a link up on our socials, on Twitter and Facebook.
Right.
The link is there, and it'll go live tomorrow, so you can just follow that link right there.
Got it.
Oh, and it is the Talk to Me Tuesdays on Facebook.
Oh, that's right. He does the Facebook stuff, yeah. Got to talk to Stevie Van Zandt, too. Lucky him. That's a talk.
It's his birthday today.
Stevie's?
Yeah.
All right. He's about 5'9" and a half, 5'10".
Yeah. Yeah. And he likes the threesomes.
Yeah. Well, you would if you got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I can see.
And if that was an option all the time, why would you not?
Yeah, he says sure.
Yeah, I'd be addicted too.
And Steve was a piece of ass too in the 70s and the 80s, man. Look at some old video of that stuff too. Oh, Craig, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Hang on, I got to find it first, man.
All right.
I got to find it first. But there's and not everybody can bang Bruce, you know.
No, there's only one Bruce.
There's only one Bruce, so somebody's got to get
a lot of people can grab his ass.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did grab his ass.
So would you, given the opportunity.
Yes,
I'm not suggesting that.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Oh, no, hang on.
Did you check his oil?
I didn't get that far up there. I don't want to really do that.
No.
So,
yeah.
No.
Well, he wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to offend the boss.
Well, I got his ass. Yeah.
Any chance? Any luck?
He would have liked it.
Born on this date, however, dead now, Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay.
Everybody loves Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School.
He was so funny. Like, I'll watch clips of him on like Carson or whatever, and he's just like, bam, 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 bam. So
Back
good.
Back to School is so good.
I enjoy it.
I mean, it's just so good.
I do. I enjoy it.
I saw that the other day.
Yep.
I forget what movie channel it was on.
Also, born on this date, however dead now, Rod Price, guitar player for Foghat.
Ah.
Yeah. Rod. Jim Sucks play Foghat.
Yeah.
Damn it.
When did he die?
I don't know. He died. He died after
Jim's
Lonesome
still
Dave.
Alive.
Yeah.
He's just not here today, Todd. He's fine.
Yeah.
When did your neighbors die?
we assume LD's neighbors are dead, as you said earlier in the show. He talked about a story. He said his neighbors across the street. Yeah, they're probably dead now. I still love the way I know you misspoke. It sounded like, I haven't seen them in a while. They're probably dead. Somebody should check, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah,
that seems like a lot
it's
of
all
work.
The way over there. So,
somebody else would do that.
I only saw Foghat the one time.
Yeah. Oh, Lonesome Dave was with them then.
When we all saw Foghat.
At a club, yeah. That was excellent. Should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And did you see the video of dozens of looters ransacking the Nordstrom store Bay Area Saturday night?
I didn't see the video yet, but I read how many there were, and they just ran in and took it and ran out, right?
Yeah, they caught two of them. Two people.
What precipitated
of the 50
this?
To 80.
Did the power go out or?
No. This is just a thing now.
Oh,
this is
smash just a and grab thing, right?
Like a flash mob for stealing.
Yeah, video of the looting shows dozens of people parking in front of the store, rushing into the store, running out with stolen goods. A man working at a restaurant nearby said it was about 50 to 80 people with ski masks and crowbars.
That wouldn't have happened if Rittenhouse was there. He'd have took care of that.
Yeah.
He'd have blew everybody away because they stole the shirt.
Well, next time he'll be there.
You're damn right he will.
He's got the pass.
Yeah, take out the trash. Yeah, I saw that. Sorry. Let's not end on that. Give me something else.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
That would suck to be the two people that got busted.
I love that.
80 people just run out with whatever. How did you get busted?
I love that because those two people are also knocking on five or six other people just to get out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you five of my buddy's names. Come on back, Jim.
That would be and I don't know. I wouldn't want to drive there.
Oh.
If they have all these people on video, yeah. I'm like, nah, I'll ride with you.
The two guys straggling at the end, and they just tackled two, and the other guys got
away.
They
probably tripped.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the slow ones.
Man. All right. Should have been shot, all of them.
Yeah.
On sight.
Push down your slow friends.
No rules.
Or the dumb ones. You always invite a couple of dumb ones.
Mr. Skin joined us today. That was fun. Also, our buddy Adam Ferrara was just on with us, too. It's Scary in Here. Available on YouTube tomorrow. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are.
All right. Later this week. Oh, thank you, LD, for coming in. Let's quickly.
Yeah.
The Deadpool is up, right?
Yeah. You can add your list and add celebrities to your list.
Okay. Right now at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Craig's Deadpool, or Craig'sDeadpool.com. Get your list in early and beat Nick next year. Everybody does it.
Yeah. I got to be prepared. Yeah, I'm going to be in Beatrice on Friday, too. Cabo Bar.
It's the Cabo of Beatrice.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's
next year is next year when it comes to the Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, next year?
Yeah, all right. He's got all his guys next year.
I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.